May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is a day of the baptism of Helen Saxon into Christ's Church, St. John's, and into the Kingdom of God. Baptism is always calling our attention, if you will, to the transforming impact of the gospel of Jesus and living into the new ways of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you have heard of the ancient legend of the butterfly and how the butterfly came into being. You see, there was a caterpillar who was dissatisfied with his life. All he ever did was crawl around in the dust of the earth. His life at times felt like 100 bare feet on a hot summer sidewalk. So one day, the caterpillar decided to make a change. And he said, I'm going to spin an airtight cocoon about myself, and I'm going to get a new life. Months later, he would emerge from that cocoon, a brand new creature with wings. Now, instead of creeping along in the dust of the earth, he was soaring through the air of the beauty of the sky. The hope of new life was realized. It is, as you know, the butterfly, a symbol of the resurrection, a symbol of new life in Jesus Christ. But we must always remember that first that caterpillar had to go into the cocoon, had to make a decision for change. When I am plowing the fields, if you will, or mowing the fields more appropriately at our farm, when it is that time of year that you see all of these caterpillars getting stirred up, probably in a crazy way, I try to avoid them. I want to let them, if I see them, have that opportunity to get to new life, even if it means I have to leave a patch a little bit longer than the rest, which you know for me is not an easy thing to do. But I want that cocoon to then emerge, or that caterpillar, into new life. At times, you may be dissatisfied with your life. There are many reasons we can become dissatisfied. It can be a situation that happens to us in life, an event. It can be an illness. It can be the loss of a loved one. Whatever it might be, we all have those times. In a funny way, Dennis the Menace, in Hank Ketcham's comic strip, was sitting in a corner. He was being punished. He was in timeout, facing the wall. And in this cartoon, in the next frame, he yells out to his parents, "If you're raising me right, how come I get into so much trouble?" And perhaps we have looked to God as parents sometimes and said the same thing. And I don't mean getting into trouble doing bad things. I mean that we have trouble come into our lives. And we look up and say, God, if I'm trying to do this right, if you're raising me right, why am I going through this? We've all had those days where we felt like we had 100 hot feet because of a hot sidewalk. We've all experienced periods when we felt like there was something missing and we generally wanted to change our lives in the most broad, general sense and in the most profound ways. Have we been willing to spin that cocoon? The cocoon is like a tomb. It's a kind of death experience. It's dying to whatever that old form is and taking on the new. Taking on that new life, that new creation, if you will, in our Lord Jesus Christ. The liturgy and sacrament of baptism, one of the two sacraments that Jesus gave us. The other five the church came up with, but today we celebrate both Eucharist and baptism, the two that our Lord instituted, point to the fundamental truth about the Christian faith and life. We who have been baptized into Jesus have been baptized into his death. The service for baptism in the Book of Common Prayer, which is copied in our service program, proclaims that we thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with death in his, by death in his, in Christ. Through it we are reborn by the power of the Holy Spirit. To be baptized is to be forgiven of our sins, the sins of first humanity, and to receive the promise of new life, a promise that is available to you every day. To be baptized, like Helen Saxon in just a few moments, is to become a member of the Episcopal Church, specifically St. John's, and the larger kingdom of God. Through this sacrament, then, we take on the nature of Jesus, suffering and death on the hard wood of the cross, and Christ going into the tomb, his suffering and his death, but then his resurrection. The new life available to us emotionally, spiritually, and physically because we've decided to change. And because today, parents and godparents for this infant are hoping for that change in her life. We have opted to be different. When you came here this day, you opted to be different. Transformation. This transformation can be great. As we grow into our baptism and the baptismal promises that we're going to reiterate in just a few moments, we are being asked to be great for God and God's purposes. One of my heroes, historical figures, Winston Churchill, once said, "The price of greatness is responsibility." We are response able. We're able to respond because of Jesus Christ. That's the story of the gospel today. It is the illustration that Jesus is using, that this man, who could represent both a man or a woman, as could the beggar, the person ill and poor at the gate, could be a man or a woman. This man who had all of the blessings of life was able every day to walk right past Lazarus, who was lying there in hunger and illness, and not see him, and go and sit at table and feast sumptuously, and probably have his dogs eat better than that man did. And Jesus was pointing out to his hearers that you and I, if you follow Jesus Christ, are called to notice that individual. Whatever that individual is, or whatever that circumstance is. Lazarus represents, if you will, the largest of all conditions of human need. What are those places for you? What are those places for me where we can sometimes blindly walk past someone who needs us? It can be a stranger. It can be a family member. It can be another parishioner, a neighbor, or it could be a starving child halfway around the world. What is it that you walk past and don't address? What is it that I walk past and don't address? Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Transformation means works. Transformation means giving. Transformation means Christian action. It means that you come to this church and become a member of this body of Christ, not to be served, but to serve. Because you have been empowered by the Holy Spirit through baptism, and now can serve Christ in your immediate family, your immediate community, and within the world. And of course, in doing so, we serve one another here as well. When a member of this community is in need, we are present for them because of that very call. So why not allow this Sunday, as I now go back for this baptism, this day of baptism, to recall the responsibility of your baptism, to be a day when you reclaim or enable the transformation of your life because you are a baptized Christian. Never look at a caterpillar the same. Never look at a butterfly the same. Let it remind you that you are to bring forth good works in your life. You are to be a giving person in this church and with the people whom you encounter. The works need not be grand. They can be very simple with grand implications. Amen.